Today is Monday, the 19th of May, in the fifth week of Easter. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." As they sing, I listen. I listen with my whole attention, with my mind and with my heart, so that I may really hear the word of God and keep it. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said, "They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you.
Jesus continues to teach me about God's love for me and the world. What are my experiences of God's love for me? How have I experienced God's love? Now, turn this around. How have you experienced loving God? How do you love God? As you hear the reading again, what do you notice about what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit?
Jesus said, "They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you."
You might today thank God for the love he has shown you, and in fact all people. Perhaps we can ask together for God to renew his love in us all again. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.